This is Dr. Inugo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of San Juanita Guadalupe Rodriguez. Date of birth, August 4th, 1959. Case ID number is 6533798. Date of exam, October 10th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Vicente Valero, dated 12/29/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/10/2023. Identifying information, this is a 64-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left arm pain slash neck pain, comma, back pains slash sciatica pain, comma, insomnia slash depression, comma, and urinary incontinence. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she was a custodian for 14 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself and is receiving a small pension from her employment. Allegation number one, left arm pain slash neck pain. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain slash sciatica pain. Number three, insomnia slash depression. And number four, urinary incontinence. History of allegations, number one, left arm pain slash neck pain. The claimant states that in August of 2020, she started to develop left arm pain and cervical neck pain secondary to a left total mastectomy, which was performed on August 31st, 2020. The claimant had a stage 4 cancer and nodes were removed from her neck and her upper arm area, as well as the removal of her left breast. The claimant then developed severe lymphedema of the left arm with severe swelling and pain of the left neck area, as well as the left shoulder arm area. The claimant denies any fractures or injections given for her condition. She has been given some physical therapy with very poor results. Her symptoms include marked swelling of the left arm, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, and pain that she feels mostly in the evening. It's not related to any cold or damp weather. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has difficulty squatting. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, and button her clothes, as well as lift approximately 10 pounds with her right hand. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Victor Muriel. She is presently on naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give some relief. She states the only physical activity she does is a little gardening and watering her plants. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain with right-sided sciatica pain. The claimant states that in 2013, because she has fallen multiple times while she was working by slipping on the floor, she developed a right-sided stabbing pain of the right buttock area, which would radiate down to the right side of her leg. She states that the location starts from the lumbar sacral back area. No surgeries were performed, and the claimant was diagnosed with right lumbar sacral back sprain slash contusion with right-sided sciatica pain. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Victor Virial. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and watering her plants and gardening. The claimant has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive some physical therapy for her lumbar sacral back area. She is presently on naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with right lumbar sacral back contusion slash sprain with right-sided sciatica pain slash radiculitis. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and the claimant states if her pain is really bad, she'll take some extra Tylenol with the naproxen. Allegation number 3, insomnia slash depression. The claimant states that in August of 2022, she was diagnosed with insomnia and major depressive episodes secondary to her condition of having a left-sided breast cancer at the stage 4 level. The claimant states that she denies any suicidal attempts but has had suicidal ideation. She has difficulty sleeping, comma, poor appetite, comma, sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased memory, comma, nervousness, comma, and anxiety. She also states that her energy is very low and she does everything very slow because of her depression. Sometimes she'll lie in bed for many hours, not really sleeping, but just because she has no desire or motivation to do anything. She was diagnosed with insomnia slash depression slash anxiety. She was started on hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 0.25 milligrams QHS, which she states does help a little bit, but does not control all her symptoms. The claimant is not being treated for depression and would probably benefit from an antidepressant at this time. Allegation number 4, urinary incontinence. The claimant states that since 2007, when they performed a hysterectomy on her, she has had problems with urinary incontinence. She is presently on no medications for that condition and has to wear 4 pads per day. And sometimes has urinary tract bladder accidents because of this condition. At the present time, it has not been treated and appears to be an ongoing condition and problem that she has. Family history. The father died at the age of 68 from complications of asthma and a myocardial infarction resulting in congestive heart failure. The mother died. The mother is 49. Died at the age of 49 from stomach cancer. She also has an aunt that died from breast cancer at the age of 50. Medications. Hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 0.25 milligrams QHS, montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, omega-3, 1 POQD, Nexium, 40 milligrams QD, ondansetron hydrochloride, 4 milligrams TID for nausea. Medical problems, insomnia slash depression slash anxiety, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with right-sided radiculopathy slash sciatica, left arm pain and neck pain secondary to a mastectomy total with lymph node removal, especially in the neck area, causing marked swelling of the left upper extremity. Asthma, coma. Major surgeries, hysterectomy in 2007. Left total mastectomy performed in August the 31st, 2020, stage 4, with removal of multiple nodes, even the nodes in her cervical neck area. History of umbilical hernia repair. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 167 pounds, height 59 and a half inches tall, BP 133 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 32. General. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation, who appeared also to be very depressed and anxious. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? The claimant has a 6-centimeter left horizontal scar where lymph nodes were removed for her breast cancer. She does have some mild tenderness in that area and has decreased range of motion of her cervical spine. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an irregular heart rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, but a small gallop was occasionally heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses are 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you drop down to lungs? There is, after the last sentence, there is a left-sided 16-centimeter horizontal scar where her left breast was before they did the total mastectomy, which appears to be intact and clear at this time. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does have lymphedema and swelling of the left upper extremity secondary to the mastectomy. Measurements were taken of both arms and of the upper extremity, and her right arm measured 28 centimeters and her left arm 37 centimeters, which is coming secondary to fluid retention in the left upper extremities. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially in the left upper extremity. She had marked severe swelling of the left upper extremity, secondary to the mastectomy, but there was no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is decreased range of motion of the cervical spine. Secondary to tenderness of the left side where surgery was performed to remove lymph nodes. The thoracic and lumbar spine measurements were normal. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the shoulder area where forward abduction and forward elevation is 120 degrees bilaterally. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, but in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. The claimant does have a mild positive straight leg raise on the right side with some tenderness. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant is only able to flex 120 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. The claimant does have numbness in the left upper extremity along with swelling. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms, especially of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, but slightly decreased for the left hand, secondary to the swelling. X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with her right upper extremity and, to a lesser extent, with her left upper extremity, secondary to the mastectomy that was performed. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for the left mastectomy total that was performed. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the left hand, but she is able to function very well with the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a left upper extremity weakness with pain, secondary to swelling because of surgery of the left breast area, and mild right lumbar sacral back pain with sciatica. Probable diagnoses: number one, left arm pain and slash neck pain, secondary to a total mastectomy with node removal, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have marked lymphedema of the left upper extremity with swelling and mild tenderness, but is still able to function with the left upper extremity. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain sprain with right-sided sciatica, mild, grossly normal physical exam. Number three, insomnia slash depression slash anxiety, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is being treated at this time but may benefit from antidepressant medications. Number four, urinary incontinence, dash, not being treated at this time, and the claimant was told to follow up with her physician for possible medications to help her with that condition. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of San Juanita Guadalupe Rodriguez.